Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
This is a pretty unusual topic to speak on, but it's how to stink. Now, I know all of us know how to stink is not take showers, but I'm talking about stinking to God because Ecclesiastes 10:1 says, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." So a little folly is doing some wrong. And the Bible says here that in Scripture, fool was often used for a wicked or depraved person, one who acts contrary to the sound wisdom in his moral deportment, one who follows his own inclination, who prefers trifling and temporary pleasures to the service of God and eternal happiness. And so when I read this scripture, I was reminded of some situations that two times in the last month I was tempted to stink to God. You're going to say, "Wow, how did you do that, Loretta?" Because being a fool is not wanting to take care of doing right. That's what it says here. You know, a little folly, you know, and I was tempted to do it. And let me explain when it was. I was at Sam's and I had done that self-checkout. And what I usually do at self-checkouts is if it's just a cart, small cart of stuff, I try to count the things so I make sure I get everything. When I have a lot of things, I make sure and take everything out of the cart so that I don't make a mistake and not check everything out. Because I'll be honest, I stole as a child and it wouldn't be hard for me to steal. I hope that's not hurting any of y'all's feelings, like, "Oh, Loretta, you," but that would be one of my temptations from my childhood. And so anyway, so I know that about myself, so I try to be very careful. Well, I checked myself out, and my husband and I walked out to the car, and I was putting everything in the cart, and all of a sudden I looked at the bottom of the cart, and there was a case of Cokes with bottles, because Kevin loves these Cokes with in the bottles from Mexico because it's real sugar. And so I had gotten him one of them, and I looked at that and I thought, that lady didn't catch that. You know, I did that crossed my mind, I'm being honest with you. And I thought, no. And so I put everything else in the car. It's a lot of work, to be honest. So I put everything back in the car, and I locked the door, and I walked in with that thing of Cokes, and I told the lady, you know, I had to go. I went through the outdoor because I wanted to make sure they knew I was being honest, because I think that made me accountable when I made sure they knew I was being honest. And I went over and I paid for it, and I felt so good about myself. Well, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I'm in a Publix or a grocery store, and I'd taken my granddaughter Audrey with me, and I had gotten vegetables and some other things. And when I checked out, Audrey was in the cart, and I just pushed the cart up to the end, and the man started putting all the bags in there. I didn't self-check out, but he started putting all that in. Well, then when I got out to the car and started unloading everything, I lifted my granddaughter out of her seat and noticed that there was a piece of food, an item there, and I thought, I didn't pay for that. Now, in my mind, I thought, you know, they don't know. It'd be easy just to go ahead and go home, because it'd be easier than taking Audrey back in the store because she was being a little fussy and needed a nap. It'd be easier just to, and I thought, nope, I can't do that. That'd be folly. You know, that'd be a fool letting folly. And so I went back in and I paid for that little item. And I thought, I'm glad I did. And I'm only bragging now to tell you that I was tempted. And ladies, we're all tempted of certain things. And we got to be aware that those things are temptations to you. And don't give in to that little folly, because it makes you stink. You don't want to stink today? Then be careful about the little things in life that would be easy for you to do. And the right things that are a little hard to do, and do them. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.